Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. Thank you for joining us. You have kids going back to CPS, getting ready for back-to-school shopping. Well, maybe you've got a little time on your hands because they need 75 crossing guards. Yes, those vacancies are open. Jadeen Chow is the Chicago Public Schools Safety and Security Chief. Thanks for joining us again. Is it 75 or do you need more people than that?
No, it's actually it's about 75, actually 73 to be exact as of today. But yes, we are looking for support. So anyone who's interested in being a crossing guard, please let us know.
Jadeen, when I was a kid, you know, the parents went to the elementary school, they signed up, they put their name on a sheet, and that was about it. Now you have uniforms and I believe a union, right?
Absolutely. All of our crossing guards are proud members of SEIU 73, a great partner of ours, and they do wear uniforms so that they are visible and people know that they are official members of our safety team.
Now, for years, they were a part of the Chicago Police Department. I know that changed in January of 21. Why the change?
They were actually police department a few years ago, and then they moved to the Office of Emergency Management a few years after that. And then, as you stated, they just most recently moved. It was a goal by the city to really centralize all of our safety supports for students under one umbrella. And so now, in addition to the work we do inside of the schools, this work complements the work we do in making sure kids can get to school safely.
And I got to tell you, I feel very comfortable when I see a school crossing guard stationed at an intersection that I'm driving through, because I do worry about kids running out. I mean, that'd be horrifying to hit a child. And let's face it, you know, kids get squirrely from time to time. So most of the people that fill these vacancies, are they retired or are they young? What's the demographic?
It is across the board, and we are looking for anyone who wants to support the safety of our children. So we have, you know, people maybe who are fresh out of college who, you know, are trying to, like, make ends meet as they find their ultimate career. We do have retirees, and then we have people in between. And, you know, it's a nice job because you can, you know, do the work in the morning and then do the work in the afternoon and have the rest of the day for yourself. So on top of that, too, I just want to mention this year we have added benefits for our crossing guards. So in addition to it being part-time work, you're getting full benefits as part of the package.
Wow. Are you talking about health care? You're talking about health care, like the same as anybody that works for the school district?
All crossing guards are eligible for medical, dental, vision, and life insurance as part of the plan.
And what are you paying per hour?
So the wages start at $15.46 per hour. And then again, you do get eligibility for those benefits. We are more than happy to answer any more questions to any crossing guards, candidates who are interested in learning more. We have an email address. Can I give that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Please email us at crossingguard@cps.edu. We will write back to you immediately and tell you more about where we have the openings. The other thing I'll share is we know that, again, because these jobs are in the morning and then late in the day, we have positions across the city. And so if you live, you know, near a school and we have an opening there, we can do our best to place you as close to that area as possible if there is a vacancy. So please reach out to us and we can give you more information.
And when is the first day back to school?
August 22nd. Let me say that again. First day of school is August 22nd. And so we're so excited to welcome back all of our students.
Thank you so much for joining us. I hope that a few people listening will take you up on that job offer.
Thank you so much for having me.
Jadeen Chow, she's with CPS. And isn't that interesting that you could work part-time? I know a lot of people usually go to, I don't know if it's UPS or wherever, to throw some packages, and it's really about the benefits. So I think that's pretty cool, because somebody told me it's about $18,000 a year per employee. That was a couple years ago to actually get them insurance.